This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It's good to have you on board once again. And we touch base with Jacob Vissom today to find out about some of the things he's done to improve his Ironman run over time. And yeah, if you are anything like me and struggle with a run, particularly when it comes to triathlon, not just on its own, I suck, to be honest, when it comes to the run. I need all the help I can get. So all the sort of like tips and tricks that I pick up on this podcast really, really help. And I hope they help you too. Don't forget, if there's something you'd like to hear about on the podcast, if there's questions that you think I'm maybe missing out on answering, I'd love to hear from you. I'm always open to suggestions and comments, and all you have to do is pop me an email, brad@thekonaedge.com. That is my email address. You can pop me a mail. Let me know what you think of the podcast, if there's something we can improve on. Every now and again, outside my new studio, because I mentioned a couple of weeks ago as well that there's been some big upheavals. One of the other things that we've done is move. And outside my new office in the suburb that we're in, I have no idea where they are, but there are ducks. So if every now and again you hear a duck quacking, know that it is in my new neighborhood, which is pretty cool. And if I find them, I'll let you know, okay? So let's talk some running now with Jacob Vissom, and I'll catch up with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Let's chat some running here on the Kona Edge as we head back to catch up with Jacob Vissom, who's in Hong Kong. Jacob, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Your run is something you've worked particularly hard on, and you said to me in our first chat, it hasn't clicked yet, but you feel that you're close. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I would say I'm actually, if you look at my body, and I'm more a runner than I'm a cyclist. So my bike is definitely my strength, but I think I have a good run in me. I've been close to the 3 hour mark, but my goal is to go sub three. So I know I have it in me. I just need to execute on race day.
What does it take to run a sub 3 hour marathon off an Ironman bike?
A lot of hard work. I think for me, I've done some, my coach and I, we've done some major changes. When I moved to Asia, I was running a lot outside, you know, in the heat. It was very good for me to get used to run in the heat. But when in Singapore, you have 32 degrees all year round, humidity very high, that actually makes your body not able to run fast. So for, you know, a big time, I was, you know, I couldn't run as fast as I wanted to run because of the heat. So what we did was actually similar to the bike. I went indoor. So for me, going to the treadmill and doing a lot of the hard stuff on the treadmill where I'm, because it's not so hot, able to get the speed in the legs, has made a big difference for me.
You've also spoken about suffering, and a treadmill can make you mentally tough. It's not the easiest thing to run on. Do you think that plays a part in you being as mentally hard as you are?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of all my indoor and definitely also the treadmill. I just think both of them is very efficient. You know, you put your pace and you just keep on going. You don't go too fast. You don't go too slow. So it's an efficient tool to use to get faster. Everyone is looking at Lionel Sanders, and I think he's maybe doing a little bit extreme. So I think you still need to go outside, and I also do that. But again, majority of runs is done inside.
But it's also, Jacob, correct me if I'm wrong, but for someone like you who's got a very busy schedule and you need to make every sort of minute that you're training count, You can't have any junk miles on a treadmill. I mean, you can, but it, like you say, you put the numbers in, you got to be hitting the numbers, otherwise you fall off the back of the thing.
Yeah, I agree. It's super efficient and time-wise also. And I even have a treadmill in my house, so that makes it even easier. It's just jumping out of my bed and then I'm straight into it, or I can jump off my bike and I can do my brick run straight ahead.
As far as favorite runs, what do you love doing?
It's gotta be the short, hard brick one. you know, you come off the bike and you've been on this high cadence for a long time, and then you go out, you know, a hard 4K, 5K run, and then you're done and you can get your brunch. That's got to be the best one.
Well, what's the key to running well off the bike? Is it a thing of just you need to train it? Or, I mean, what are some of the tips to running when they don't feel like they're your legs, they're someone else's legs?
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of feel that, you know, every time. I think it's a good way to practice, because when you go off the bike, you always run too fast. So you know, getting to use to, you know, to slow down maybe the first 500 meters, 1K, and then get started actually to build your run so everything's out of the system. But again, back to what makes you good running off the bike is definitely doing a lot of brick runs. Unfortunately, I don't have the time as anyone else, so maybe I have one brick run during the week, and that's okay for me. But I would assume there's a lot of people who has a lot of success with having almost brick runs after every bike session.
Well, Jacob, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to just touching on your nutrition, but we'll save that for next week. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.